best friend and her mom were on board.
I haven't heard much. I got off work and I came straight here to be with my friend. She's an ice skater.
In a statement, U.S. Figure Skating said, "We are devastated by this unspeakable tragedy and hold the victims' families closely in our hearts." The plane broke into multiple pieces. The helicopter is upside down. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says the search and rescue operation is difficult.
It's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river.
Senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Military helicopters operate in the D.C. area. That's not unusual. There is communication. It is a bit of a tightly choreographed dance, but certainly something went very, very wrong here. Something that hasn't gone wrong in the United States in 16 years. That's the last time there was a commercial airplane crash. The last time American Airlines experienced something like this was in November of 2001.
Well, now to other news. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will face lawmakers again today on Capitol Hill for another confirmation hearing to be Health and Human Services Secretary.
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine. I will do nothing as HHS Secretary that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking either of those
anybody
vaccines.
Who believes that ought to look at the measles book you wrote saying parents have been misled.
That's Oregon Senator Ron Wyden. President Trump says he's building a mass detention camp for migrants at Guantanamo Bay.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them.
An Israeli soldier has been freed by Hamas.
Surrounded by dozens of masked and armed Hamas gunmen, Berger, looking pale and dressed in a military uniform, was handed to the Red Cross and then transferred to Israeli soldiers. She was one of five female Israeli soldiers Hamas kidnapped from an army base near Gaza.
That's reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
And to get rid of the hiccups?
Dr. Stephen Stacy at the Mayo Clinic in La Crosse says it's pretty simple.
Try breathing in and then keep your throat open like you're just about to talk and you're still trying to move your diaphragm. And then after about 30 seconds, you leave your throat open and then slowly breathe out.
He thinks it'll work for anybody. Stacy says chugging a glass of water without stopping for air can also work. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Biggest names in music will come together tonight for Fire Aid, a massive concert to raise money to support Los Angeles's recovery from the recent wildfires. It's a star-studded event, including performances by Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Stevie Wonder, and a ton of others. All the proceeds from Fire Aid will benefit those affected by the fires. It'll all be streamed on CBS News 24/7. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight. Light south winds developing with lows in the mid-20s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, gusty south winds and highs in the lower 50s. There will be a rain chance Thursday night. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Put us on this reservation. took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. We made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
day that I died. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming.
and kissing and squeezing and loving. Yeah.
Does the hanky panky?
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just
do what you feel. Speeding on the lane, you were down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're not bad people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Thank you. Most of all, you have to hide. fierce debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at this, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh. What's that you say?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
CBS News Special Report, disaster in the air near Washington, D.C.
It was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say, maybe a half mile off the approach.
An American Airlines jet from Wichita coming in for a landing at Reagan National collided with an Army helicopter carrying three soldiers. Both aircraft plunged into the Potomac. CBS's Nicole Skanga is at the airport.
Officials have described the conditions out there as complex, rough, and cold, with NOAA reporting that icy Potomac water is 36 degrees.
There were 60 passengers and crew members on the plane. Hamad Raza tells WUSA-TV his wife was on board and texted him.
Landing in 20 minutes, the rest of my texts didn't get delivered. That's when I realized something might be up.
Officials say 19 bodies have been pulled from the water so far. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall.
We can hope beyond hope, but I think